Apparently, during Joe Biden's speech last week, Ted Cruz fell asleep. I had missed that. Late night did not. Stephen Colbert said, I can relate to Ted Cruz. Now that Joe's president, I find it much easier to sleep too. Trevor Noah, Ted Cruz was so bored at that speech that he fell asleep. And I know what you're thinking right now. You think I'm going to say something like, oh, that's weird. I thought lizards slept with their eyes open. But I'm not going to say that because honestly, falling asleep was the most relatable thing that Ted Cruz has ever done. Kimmel, dreaming of Cancun, no doubt. Kimmel, Lion Ted just turned into Snoozin' Cruz. Corden, now to be fair, he had a full day of flipping off babies at the park. Trevor, because that speech was boring. And when you consider that almost none of Biden's goals are going to get past Congress, we basically just listened to an old man talk for an hour about his dreams. Seth, President Biden called on Congress to create a new agency to develop breakthrough treatments for diseases such as Alzheimer's and cancer, and who knows, maybe even narcolepsy. We are now at the end of President Biden's first 100 days in office. Trevor said that's the period where every president tries to get the big things done. You know, FDR introduced the New Deal, Ronald Reagan rolled back the welfare state, and Bill Clinton installed that stripper pole in the Situation Room. Trevor, and to celebrate the occasion, Biden delivered his first address to Congress. For hundreds of years, Biden has sat and watched other presidents give speeches to Congress, but now it was his turn. Trevor, again, Joe Biden's got that new job enthusiasm, which always fades over time, you know, and right now he's like, I'm changing everything. And a year from now, his top priority is going to be angling his computer monitor so that nobody can see he's watching Outlander. Fallon, get this, 85% of people who watch Biden's speech approved of it. That's amazing. The only other things Americans like that much are Dolly Parton and cheese fries. Kimmel, in Trump's first 100 days, he accomplished a lot too. He tweeted that Snoop Dogg's career was failing, that Nordstrom was mean to Ivanka, and that he was a better host of The Apprentice than Arnold Schwarzenegger. A TikTok, and you know what a TikTok is, that's where you can like pantomime to Donald Trump and then CBS gives you a sitcom for some reason. Well, a new TikTok has 9 million views. Apparently, Adam Sandler went to IHOP and was not recognized. The hostess, she's 17, so I will not say her name, but she's got a viral TikTok going because she did not recognize Adam Sandler when Adam Sandler popped into a Manhasset Long Island IHOP. The young lady has made her TikTok saying, please come back. And the TikTok post includes security camera footage of her April 25th encounter with Adam Sandler. She said, not realizing it's Adam Sandler and telling him it's a 30-minute wait and him, of course, leaving because he's not going to wait 30 minutes for IHOP. Why should Adam Sandler get VIP treatment at IHOP? I wait 30 minutes. The young lady told the New York Post she was only clued in when another patron recognized the superstar comedian after he left. It wasn't until a customer walked in about 15 minutes later saying Adam Sandler was outside when I realized I spoke to Adam Sandler. Now, if it were me, I would have just made Adam Sandler wait for not being funny. In other news, because of the TikTok, CBS has given the young lady a sitcom for some reason. Hey, remember last week I told you that Joe Rogan was in trouble? If I sound distracted, here's why. This is for reals. So my son's school is having some sort of awards ceremony, and I am watching it on my phone to make sure if he wins an award that I can tell the wife that I actually watched this thing. But in the middle of it, somebody pulled the fire alarm, and we basically had to sit there for half an hour, and now I'm just up against, like, I gotta record the show, guys. So if you hear me stumble, it's because somebody is flashing a picture of a young adult in a tie and blazer, and I go, is that my son? Oh, it's not my son. He did win something. Anyway, remember last Thursday, Joe Rogan was in trouble for some of his comments involving COVID. Joe took to the air on his podcast, as it were. I just got distracted by young man in a tie again. And he clarified what he meant. What Joe had said was, I'm not an anti-vax person. In fact, I said I believe they're safe and I encourage many people to take them. I just said I don't think if you're a young, healthy person that you need it. Critics, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, called him out for the remark. Rogan said he sees the point. Their argument was like, you need the vaccine for other people. That makes more sense. Rogan added, when I say something stupid, I'm not thinking about what I'm going to say before it. I'm not a doctor. I'm an effing moron. And I'm a cage fighting commentator who's a dirty stand-up comedian. I'm not a respected source of information, even for me. Anthony Fauci said, if you only want to worry about yourself and not society, then that's okay. If I get infected, I could do damage to somebody else, even if I have no symptoms at all. And that's the reason why you've got to be careful and get vaccinated. Bill Engvall is going back on the road. He says, I've been doing this for about 40 years now, so I think I may do Some of my favorite bits over the years that people have liked, along with some newer stuff just coming in, I started realizing there's a whole generation that's gone by that probably hasn't heard any of the early stuff I did, and it was good stuff. Bill said he was also hoping to get in a few more episodes of Last Man Standing, and they called him and said, look, we're shutting down. It's not worth it because they can't even have the whole cast on the stage at the same time. One thing COVID has shown me is that my wife and I are going to be okay if I'm not working. Who knows? We'll see how the dates go. If they're a little slow coming back, it may be time to start looking at retirement. If not, I'll keep on moving. Comedy is back, baby. The New York Post did an entire article about it. They said, the first thing you need to know about the return of indoor stand-up comedy in New York City, there's an actual person standing in front of you. Stand-up comedian Matt Richards told the Post, I've had people that have literally tried to treat the live show like they're watching Netflix saying, can you say that again? Do you just hit rewind on live comedy? Are you kidding me? Richards said, it's still too early in the reopening to call the pandemic material hacky. Comedian Kenise Mobley said, I found if I mentioned death in a certain way, people are like, wait, is this a COVID thing? It's too fresh in their head. Todd Barry said, doing pandemic jokes is not a requirement. Todd said, when I started doing shows after 9/11, I found that audiences didn't need to hear jokes about it. They just wanted to laugh. Greg Stone said, there's no pressure. People kind of know you're supposed to suck. It kind of gives you the freedom to say wild bullcrap. Richard said, with the really intimate crowd, sometimes people are like, am I allowed to laugh at that? Is it okay to laugh? I don't care if I can't see your mouth. If I can hear you laughing in real time, that's good. Emmy Blotnick said, every once in a while, I would feel something fall flat, and I almost felt like my reflection came in a sharper focus in the silence. And she said, comics are not sharing microphones right now, which slows down a show's momentum. Yeah, you know, usually it's, hey, welcome to the stage. Our next comic is really great. Blah, 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 blah. And you pass the mic. Emmy said, somehow plugging in a microphone has thwarted a lot of seasoned comics. Joe Matchy says, stand-up comedy kind of works best when people are crammed in and uncomfortable. Keeps you on edge and laughter is contagious. All right, no update from the award show that I'm watching on my phone. Looks like the students are standing and clapping. Maybe this thing is wrapping up, but it's time to tell you who won last week's Comedy Top Dog Late Night Edition. You were choosing between Stephen Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel, and I counted the votes, and it was far less close than I thought. It wasn't a landslide, but by a healthy margin, Stephen Colbert is now your Top Dog Late Night Edition champion. And you know how this goes. He has to take on someone new. This week, Stephen Colbert takes on Trevor Noah. I think Trevor's been on a great run. You know what to do. You go to Instagram, at Daily Comedy News. You scroll down. You see the graphic that I made and posted. And you vote. And you leave hilarious comments. Hilarious comments being part of the key. It gives me material for this segment of the show. So Stephen Colbert versus Trevor Noah. Please vote. Instagram, at Daily Comedy News. If you like what I do on the show. And no, I'm not rapping. I'm also an adjunct professor. So I just realized everybody's now putting their books away. Going, oh, he's selling us coffee. He's leaving. I'm not leaving. I got more stories. But I want to tell you, I'm all excited. I was in the donuts chain. And they added a new flavor. Remember I told you I was getting a little burnt down on the caramel? Well, now they have butter pecan, which they usually bring back in the summer. So if you like what I do and you want to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I will take your money and I'll probably use it on a large iced coffee with butter pecan and milk. And then we can argue over whether or not it's pecan, or pecan. But I don't know how we do that on Instagram at Daily Comedy News because it's phonetics. You'll figure it out. From the Interrobang, want to win $1,000 as part of a joke writing contest? The Interrobang says, teachers have the most difficult, important, and absurd job on earth. Why aren't there more jokes about that experience? Are you funny? Do you write and perform jokes? Do you have some time on your hands? Could you use $1,000? The Academy for Teachers wants to know what's so funny about teaching. If you can write the best joke, you'll win $1,000. Here are the rules. Jokes must center on a K-12 teacher and be original and never before published. Roast jokes are okay, but don't get too mean. One submission per person. So hit them with your best joke. The deadline for this contest is May 15th. Go to theinterrobang.com and find this story, and you'll get a link, and you can enter. Winners will be announced by mid-June, and that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify. If you follow on Apple, make sure you're still following. So search for Daily Comedy News in the Apple Podcast app. In the top right corner, you'll find three dots. Click on the dots and make sure you're following. Don't want to lose you. See you tomorrow.